When Napoleon Hill was asked to deliver the baccalaureate sermon on June 2, 1957 at Salem College, it had been 35 years since he had delivered a commencement address to the 1922 graduating class at the same college. In the Alumni Echoes, the school paper of Salem College, the headline read, "Convocation Set Today." The paper had the following to say about Dr. Hill. Napoleon Hill, philosopher, author, and educator who has taught more people how to achieve financial and spiritual success in life than any other living person, will deliver the baccalaureate address at 8 p.m. on Sunday, June 2nd, in the Salem College Auditorium. During a personally exciting life, he developed the Science of Success, an exact study which laid down the principles by which anyone can realize his material goals, no matter what ambitions they may be. Mr. Hill has, moreover, been the confidant and advisor to presidents, industrialists, and government leaders, including Franklin D. Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Andrew Carnegie, and Henry Ford. In fact, it was Carnegie who first started him on the research that resulted in Mr. Hill's development of the 17 Principles of Success. Literally millions of persons credit Mr. Hill with inspiring them to greater heights of fortune in life than they ever believed possible. More than that, he has furnished them with practical step-by-step methods for realizing their ambitions. What the human mind can conceive and believe the human mind can achieve is the core of Mr. Hill's philosophy. You can, he says, be anything you want to be, if only you believe with sufficient conviction and act in accordance with your faith. It is estimated that 60 million people throughout the world have read and benefited from his most notable book, Think and Grow Rich, since it was published in 1937. Napoleon Hill was born in Wise County, Virginia, on October 26, 1883, amidst moonshiners, mountain stills, illiteracy, and deadly feuds. Although born in poverty, it was said he was given the unusual name of Napoleon in honor of his rich paternal great-uncle. With a view toward financing his further education, Mr. Hill launched a new project at the age of 25. He began writing biographical articles about successful people for Senator Bob Taylor of Tennessee, publisher of an important periodical of the day. Representative Jennings Randolph, who credited Hill with helping him to achieve his own success as an executive of Capital Airlines, introduced Mr. Hill in 1933 to Franklin D. Roosevelt, and as a result, Hill became a presidential advisor. It was he who gave FDR the idea for his famous speech, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself," which helped halt financial hysteria at the pit of the Depression. Mr. Hill was interested in and helpful to Salem College long years ago and delivered the commencement address in 1922. He is the publisher of Success Unlimited magazine. He is also the author of many books on personal improvement, including Think and Grow Rich, which has sold more than 60 million copies and has been reprinted in the languages of other countries. One of his more recent volumes was How to Raise Your Own Salary. Hill is married and has three adult sons. He and his wife live quietly in Glendale, California. Much had happened in the life of Hill since 1922, when he addressed the 25 graduates, including Jennings Randolph, who was to represent West Virginia in Congress. Mr. Randolph served for many years in the U.S. Congress and became a friend to Hill, and later served as trustee in the board of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. At the 1957 address, Hill was awarded an honorary doctorate in literature.